sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. This morning we're here with Mark Carr.
Good morning, Becky.
Good morning. And Mark is an agent in my office who is... What do you do, Mark?
You know what? I get that question from you a lot. And so I have two roles on the team. One is a buyer agent, which I help people buy the houses. It's wonderful. The other is director of operations, which kind of just helps you in any which way in the organizational part of what we do. And that's been a fun adventure.
Okay.
I love it.
Good.
Love it.
Well, and we are here with the man himself, Mr. Larry Robbins from Robbins Roofing. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Becky. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Larry.
I love your jingle, by the way. However, my grandchildren will not quit singing it.
Oh, I love that.
Well, I know they said that Liam is going to be a strolling billboard for you around our neighborhood because he just will not quit singing it. And then the other kids join in.
You know, I remember when we were shooting all of that and him being in the living room, and it was special to me.
Yeah. Well, he does get in a loop sometimes, and his loop is to your benefit.
Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
So we have we're going to talk about roofs today, and I want to kind of take a little bit different spin than we've taken before.
Okay.
And that is, let's talk about a roof and its condition right now, and how do we determine if there is weather damage, and then how do we determine if there's enough weather damage to file an insurance claim?
Well, that's going to go right in line with what Mark and I were talking about this morning. He asked what we'd be talking about. And so the number one way for you to identify damage is to have your roof inspected. And with Robbins, that doesn't cost you anything. So if you in any way, shape, or form think you do have damage, maybe a few of your neighbors are getting roofs or something of that nature, give us a call. We'll come out and do a free inspection, and we'll help you through the whole entire process.
And you'll help even if there's no insurance claim, right?
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah. I mean, because their insurance company doesn't cover their roof doesn't mean that it doesn't need a few things.
Yeah, there are going to be people that end up, for whatever reason, maybe their house is uninsurable, maybe the roof is 30 years old and the insurance won't pay for it and it has to be replaced. So we come across things like that all the time.
Do you know, you had two for us this week that were vastly different. One was a fairly new roof, roof covering, you know. It was fairly new, and the seller says, I am not replacing that roof. I am not replacing that roof. And then your rep goes out there and says, Mister, you need to replace your roof. You got all kinds of hail damage up there.
I think that's the one that was right in the path of the storm from last year.
It was.
And speaking of that, we're coming up on the one-year date. March 23rd was when the first storm came through. And so one of the things that I wanted to bring to the listeners' attention is that we've learned that with most insurance companies, there's now a one-year statute of limitations. And so if you don't file your claim within the first year, we'll use March 23rd, and March 23rd the next year goes by and you haven't filed a claim, with several carriers, they have the right to deny your claim. So
that's big.
This is a call out to, if you in any way, shape, or form think that you might have roof damage, give us a call, let us come inspect it for you, and let's get the ball rolling. That's just the direction it's going.
And you don't have to have the work done by then, but you have to have the claim
filed. You have to have the claim filed. We all have the ability now to know when the hail fell, how big it was, how long it lasted. And so we all have access to that information.
Right. So so on that one, I think they're using your company to replace the roof. I hope so.
I hope so.
They told me that they're Robin's Roofing fans, so okay, I hope so.
Yeah. They sang the jingle.
Yes. He did not sing the jingle. So maybe, I don't know. Yeah. Could be.
Maybe we'll have him singing it before long.
There you go. That's what we're looking for. But the other one you went out on for us this week was in Moore or Norman. I think it might have been Norman. And it was, there was like a shingle or two missing. There was some nail pops. There were three things on your estimate.
I saw that when I saw the pictures.
That needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
It was $385. It was just almost no money.
Yeah.
To do all of that. And there was such a variety of things. Fix the flashing, I think, was mm-hmm. one of them.
Yeah.
And so that, is flashing still made out of lead?
Well, there are lead flashings, but we just use mill finish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, you should be, if you have to bend that lead, you need to be paid extra, right?
Right. Exactly. Because
you get a little dumber each time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So, so anyway, from one point to the next, a whole roof getting replaced that the guy was absolutely sure he did not need a roof and was not buying a roof, mm-hmm. to another one that we were almost positive that needed to be replaced, mm-hmm. and it cost $385. So what do we learn from this? You can tell nothing about a roof from the ground.
Well, and not only that, it also shows for 24 years, we've said we're a friend and neighbor you can trust. And Mark and I have been through a personal experience on that. And I don't know if he wants to speak about that, but we're going to do the right thing. We're not going to try and get a new roof out of something that only needs to be $385.
You know, Mark has been very closed mouth on the air about that incident, so I wanted to be sure that it was okay with you if we talk about this, because it really, to me, is an enormous example of the character of your company. And we need to kind of start from the beginning, and we need to go to the end.
Yeah.
And we can do that right after we take this break. So stay tuned. It's a pretty fantastic story with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000, KTOK. Uh-huh. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins. And, you know, I had dinner with Teddy Lehman this week.
Did you really?
I did. We had a nice visit, and it was, he's a smart guy. I mean, he got a few hits on the football field down at OU, but, you know, but nice guy.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, he works with Chicago Title in their commercial department and does a great job.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So, we were talking about the story. The story of the roof that went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a roof that was installed by Robin's Roofing.
Yes,
so do you want to hear the story? I think you do. Because it really just lets the character of Larry Robbins, his family, their company, shine through. So how did it start, Mark?
So back in fact, it was probably about last year, I think around June, I think there was a storm that came through Edmond and North Oklahoma City, Edmond, and just all the hail damage. And my girlfriend Marissa, it was her home. She called me and said, "Hey, there's a lot of hail here." And I said, "Well, why don't I take care of her?" She's a teacher in the Edmond schools, and I said, "I'll get the ball rolling with Robin's Roofing, because you know we work with them all the time." And so got the ball rolling with Larry and called out, and they had a rep come out and look over the roof, said, "Yeah," and we did the insurance. You know, there was enough damage there.
Yeah.
And so we got the new roof, got everything situated. It was great. And so then there was kind of indication maybe something was not right. Yeah.
How did that happen, Larry?
Well, I came out to do a final inspection, and I just noticed it was so obvious from the ground that the shingles just didn't look right. And so we had a span of about 6 weeks where we did four roofs, and our manufacturer basically had a lot of material that was defective. And so we did the roof, and you really can't tell as you're laying the material. It doesn't just show up like that. And so I got up on the roof, did inspection, took pictures, and I called Mark and said, we're going to need to turn in a claim to the manufacturer and get you a different roof, because the material was just, there were granules missing everywhere. And so one of the reasons we love being a Tamco Pro contractor is the fact that they always do the right thing. There are other manufacturers out there that we would have had to probably eat those four roofs because they just deny everything. So the fact that we went with Tamco, yep. The fact that we were able to identify the damage in a timely manner allowed us to do the right thing, get the roof replaced, and so now you have a brand new roof, and it's all right, it's all good, and hopefully you and Marissa are happy.
Yeah, it's great. And one of the things I just appreciated through it, and, you know, is the communication that happened with it. Because when everything goes right, things are easy.
Yeah.
Like if you think about every transaction, you know, you really don't have a test of who someone is and their character and what their makeup is until you have conflict.
Sure.
And so for us, I know for you and me, Larry, it was a good indication of, hey, this is what Robbins Roofing is about. They make things right, even when things – because I would have known even if you would have had to eat that roof – yeah, I have no doubt you would have made it right.
We've had to do it before.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, it's got to be about the people.
Yeah.
And that's how you continue to keep a...
And the trust.
Yeah, and the trust.
So do you think that Marissa or Mark, would you guys recommend Robbins Roofing to somebody? Would you tell someone, you know, Robbins did great by us?
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. 100%. It was, which was a just great to walk through. You know, you never want problems,
yeah.
But you enjoy when problems are taken care of in a quality, character, caring matter.
We just finished a roof yesterday for a retired colonel in Edmond. Nice, nice man. Found out 3 weeks ago his wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. We've been trying to start his roof for a very long time, but every time we get a start date, it chance of rain or it rains, so forth and so on. So finally we got two good days. He and his wife got a hotel room, said, just do what you need to do. I met him the first day at 4:00. I showed him all the pictures, told him everything that was going on, told him about the issues we were having, told him about the issues we're having that we couldn't find and that insurance wasn't going to pay for, flashing issues, a very strangely designed house. Flashing issues, three layers of felt that just crumbled as we tore it off.
Wow.
And he said, Larry, I know you're a trustworthy guy. I know you're doing the right thing. He said, you just do it the right way. Do what you need to do, and I'll cover whatever I need to cover. 24 years in business, first time I've ever heard that come from a homeowner.
Wow. Did it have a nice pool in the backyard?
No, he has a very small backyard.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if it was the colonel that we sold his house to him.
Oh.
But anyway, I share that just to say that the key ingredient in any business, in any relationship, is trust. We talk about that all the time.
Well, that's always our word of the day.
Word of the day. Yeah. With Robbins is trust.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Okay. So that story ended well. How about the story of what we need to do, what you guys need to do as listeners to our show? How do you know when to file a claim, and how do you as a roofing company know, how can you determine if it's enough weather damage?
Well, there's a there are parameters that the insurance companies, and they're all different. Okay,
no.
So and I can't mention what it is for what insurance company, but some insurance companies you need 5 hits per 100 square feet. It can be a 5 by 20 area. It can be a 10 by 10, just 100 square feet. You got to have 5 to 7 hits. Some insurance companies want 12 to 15 hits.
Okay.
And so the hits from the hail, yeah. Does it have to be a certain depth, or is it just you can
it's
see
just
it?
Got to create a bruise.
Yeah.
It's got to create a bruise. Got to be missing granules. Got to be able to, you know, kind of feel how soft it is. and so it's different on every house depending on the insurance company. And it has to be at least 3/4. If you have 4 slopes on your roof, it needs to be at least 3 of the 4 slopes.
3 out of the 4 slopes yeah. have to have so yes. much.
Or else they only
bruising.
Pay for the slope that's affected.
Right, right.
Okay.
What gets difficult is when you have one that's not a no-brainer. Like, you may have 8 or 10 hits on 2 slopes and only 2 or 3 on another, but all the soft metals are damaged and the gutters are damaged. And,
yeah.
and then we, at that point in juncture, we just say, this is what we're seeing, and it's up to you whether you file a claim or not. It's a 50-50 deal, maybe 60-40 deal, depending on who your carrier is.
Do the dings on the metal parts, does that count as a hit mark?
No, it doesn't count as a hit
it's
mark.
It's only on the
– But like on a gutter, let's say it's a 50-foot gutter, run of gutter.
Uh-huh.
All it takes is 1 or 2 hits, and that gutter's totaled.
Yeah.
Because it's been damaged. Garage door, same way. Once you find a couple of hits on a garage door, it'll be replaced.
Hmm.
Unless it's one that is sectioned off, and then they'll
replace
the
try section.
And replace the section. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
right.
That's basically the way it works.
So how about wind, though?
Wind is a very, very different story.
And we have a lot of it, though.
Yeah, we do. Very seldom. I'd say less than 10% of roofs get totaled by wind. We had a couple last year, but it was really bad wind, like lifting shingles everywhere.
So that's what started with Marissa's house was it was straight wind first, and few of the shingles up top popped off.
Mm.
And so then when you came out and looked at it, it was hail damage all over.
Yeah.
So I think it was the hail damage that actually caused the insurance claim to come.
Right. Sure.
And not – but it's hard to know from the ground there's that hail damage.
Right.
I mean, that
yeah.
was for us. We could look up and see the wind and see that there was missing shingles.
Well, Becky, if you'll remember, the very first roof we did for you, you're like, I don't have damage. Remember that?
Well, I know because my roof is very steep and it's very big.
Yeah.
And you would think that you could see that from the ground.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, no, I really don't have any damage.
Yeah.
And then Larry says, well, let me show you these pictures. And the pictures were holes.
They were bruises.
I mean,
they were big.
Big bruises.
Wow.
Yeah. And that.
So golf ball size bruising.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was bigger than golf ball hail that caused those bruises.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
for sure. It's tennis yes. ball size at least.
Yes.
That caused that. And I get hail comes, I guess, at different speeds.
It comes at different speeds. It comes in different shapes and sizes. It comes in different hardnesses. Like when you get the really big stuff that's kind of bunched together, a bunch of little pieces together, that mm-hmm. usually doesn't really cause damage because it just hits and splatters. It's really soft.
Huh.
So just because it's big doesn't necessarily mean it's going to do damage.
Huh.
They're soft hail.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and do you know, when I was a kid, I remember the hail coming through the decking of our house. It was enormous hail.
Yeah.
And Daddy was not happy because he had to redeck the house.
Yeah.
I mean, redoing the shingles was not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But to redeck the house, he
it's
was
a big
pretty
job.
Upset about that.
Yeah.
A lot of money involved there.
Well, with the end of March coming up, I want to encourage you, if you think you were in the storm from last year and you have not had your roof looked at, Let's get it looked at.
Yeah.
Let's do an inspection. It doesn't cost you anything. And we'll call it the way it is. And if it's good, it'll be good. And if it's not, we'll let you know.
And I'm going to give your number out a couple of times because people need to know the number to call.
Sure.
And what if you don't know if you were in the storm? All you have to do is call. They give Larry your address, and he's going to look at the map and say, you know, I think we'd better file a claim. And then he's going to ask you what insurance company you have because they all have different time limits.
Yeah.
So 728-3700. It's 728-3700. We're going to see you on the other side of the break, and we're going to talk about more how to know about your roof when we return on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Good morning again, and welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, and I'm here with Larry Robbins of Robbins Roofing and with Mark Carr, who is an agent at my office. Time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. So we're going to define the word trustworthy. And to be trustworthy is to be relied on as honest and truthful. Well, and you guys are trustworthy, but you also have integrity.
Yeah, it's extremely important to us. this is our 24th year in business, and I think just the fact that we're doing this show and we have this relationship between Robbins and Movers Real Estate, it's really between Becky and the Robbins family.
It is.
And you, I really have a hard time believing that you would have me on this show and that you would allow me to sponsor allow our company to sponsor Movers without being able to trust us.
Well, I don't allow anyone that I would not trust be on my show. Sometimes I bring new vendors on that offer something different, but never another roofer.
Yeah.
I mean, and there are other good roofers. I make no mistake about it. There are other people of integrity out there, other family-owned local, and you need a local roofer. What's the importance of that, Larry? Because you're in the business and you know the difference.
We talk about it all the time. Just in the last couple of weeks, we've come across people who've had issues, and guess what? They can't find a roofer.
They can't find the roofer that did their roof.
They come in. It's very, very simple to make yourself look local. As homeowners and business owners, we have to do our research before we hire a contractor. Yeah. Just because somebody knocks on your door and says, I've been local for 20 years, you know.
Well, yeah, they've been local, but not to here.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, you know.
And they may be good roofers, but the thing is when you have a problem with that roof they put on your house.
Yeah.
You can't find them because that number's been disconnected because they only got that number just following the storm.
The thing is, they're off to the next storm. They may come in and do 20 houses and a bigger storm hits somewhere else and they're out of there. And so just, you know, we have the internet. We have all kinds of ways to check people out. Do your best to just qualify. And it doesn't matter if it's a roofing contractor or a plumber or whoever it is.
Right.
Do your due diligence and check the people out.
Yeah, that's a great thing. So trustworthy is our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where you can trust them every day. Okay, we're talking roofs, and we were talking about different types of roofs and stuff. So I'm turning it over to you, Larry.
Well, I want to, and we talk about this quite often, we come across people all the time. Let's just say we do the roof inspection. We're down visiting with the people, and we ask them, number one, who are you insured with? And surprisingly enough, I'd say probably at least 30% of people don't even know who they're insured with.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
They don't even know. Oh, because it's paid with their mortgage payment.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
Yeah, because they got it when they bought their house 12 years ago, and
they've never checked the
policy.
They've
never done anything about the policy except just make their payment each month.
So know who your insurance company is, but also know what type of policy you really have. Not all insurance policies are the same.
No.
There's lots of fine print. There's lots of things that you think you may have that you don't have. And so it's important to, I would recommend annually going in and doing a review of your policy with your insurance agent.
Well, you need to do that on your cars, your life insurance, all your umbrella policy, all kinds of insurance you need to analyze.
There's one particular company that, let's just say you have replacement cost insurance where all you have, you know, all you have to worry about is your deductible.
Right.
Okay. At the 10-year mark, it's my understanding that it automatically goes to actual cash value.
Right.
And so then you've got to deal with, if you have a big claim, you've got to, excuse me, you have to deal with your deductible and the depreciation.
Yeah.
And so that makes it hard.
That's what I like about my State Farm policy and my State Farm agent is they don't change.
Yeah.
If you've got total replacement, you keep total replacement,
yeah,
which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, we were talking with Brad Russell of State Farm about that, of let's talk once a year. You should talk with your insurance.
And I'm going to give you Brad Russell's number, too.
Oh, we're throwing out this good.
Because I know all these numbers by heart that I call all the time. And to call Brad Russell my agent, it is 947-2812, 947-2812. And he wears khakis. White button down with a red sweater.
And you might see him on a billboard.
Yeah, there you go. So
anyway, know who your company is, know what type of policy you have, and then know, believe it or not, there are insurance companies out there that that there are not code upgrades. That's been another huge deal for the last few years.
Say that again. I didn't.
Code upgrade coverage.
So okay. If
the codes have changed, if you have code upgrade coverage, then the insurance company will pay for whatever those code upgrades are.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of examples of code upgrade are the tornado comes and takes out your master bedroom and you've got one of those low boy toilets that cost $800. They would upgrade their policy to cover that. Now, what if your air conditioner got blown away and it was a 10 SEER energy rating on that? They would upgrade that to 14, I believe, is the lowest you can get by municipality code at this point.
Yeah.
So, and with roofs, what's the upgrade on a roof, Larry?
Well, there are, you know, ventilation is extremely important. Most probably 90% of new homes, unless the home's been re-roofed and brought up to code, they don't have enough ventilation. Many times they don't have enough soffit vents, and so, and then from the rooftop side, very seldom have we found a house that was properly ventilated. So ventilation is one. The other one is the type of decking. The big one is the decking. If you've got 1x8 decking, by code, the majority of the shingle manufacturers will not warranty their shingles if you nail shingles over 1x8 decking anymore. And so the code requirement is that it be redecked basically over the top of the 1x8 with 4x8 sheathing, either plywood or OSB.
So there's a lot to learn. Okay, we've got to take a really quick break. What's your thought we're taking to next week? He's going to find
storm season.
Okay. Larry's going to find a thought during our break. So stay tuned because we have got your information you need for storm season and our smoking hot deals when we return with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000 KTOK.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins. I'm here with Larry Robbins from Robbins Roofing. Well, you sort of are Robbins Roofing, but
well,
you have great employees.
We have a team.
We have a team.
They get all the credit.
So, Mark Carr, who is my companion for the radio. Mark,
we are.
What are you?
I am Sidekick Becky.
There you go.
Yep.
Okay, we are talking about
storm season.
Is that why all the helicopters are across the street at 50 Penn Parking Place? Yes.
Probably getting ready.
Mr. Gannon is nodding his head. Yes, they always have kind of a little gathering of all the local TV channels. Helicopters are over there once a year. And today's the day.
Yeah.
And luckily, it's not too windy.
Yeah.
Which is great for a helicopter, right? But storm season, what do we need to know about storm season?
Well, it's here. It's obviously with what happened in Nashville, and our thoughts and prayers are with all of those people that were affected by that. But storm season is here. It's basically from now till mid-June. And we come across a lot of people that they do get the storm and they get the hail and there's no leaks, so they say, I'm going to wait. We're not in a position, because of the statute of limitations, where it's a good thing to wait anymore. You need to get your claim filed. You need to get on the list. You need to get it taken care of so that you don't run into. Let's just say you say, I'm going to wait till August or whenever to file a claim.
Well, and used to, you could kind of do that.
You could.
So that is a time of the past. You cannot wait to file claims any longer. I did that because I was going, well, I don't want to put a roof on right in the middle of storm season. Let me wait till after storm season's over. And then all of a sudden, I kind of forget until the next storm season.
Right.
I'm going, well, let me wait till storm season's over, and I'll put it on, you know, maybe in August or September. But then my time would have expired.
Well, not
on
only
filing
that,
a claim.
The reputable roofing contractors are going to be backlogged. And so let's just say I've got 100 roofs on the books and you postpone and you still want to go with us, you're going to be in a position, a waiting position, you know? So don't risk the statute of limitations thing. Don't.
And the interior damage as well, because you can have interior damage without seeing it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the damage inside an attic can be tremendous.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you have a leak that isn't necessarily showing up right now, doesn't mean that it's not going to show up once it makes its way through the insulation, so forth and so on. So lots of things to think about.
Right. Right. So,
procrastination is not your friend. Go ahead.
Well, and to contact Larry Robbins, it is 728-3700. And if you want to call Mark and just harass him a little bit, it's 722-3232. So you need to give us a call if you have any questions about real estate. We're happy to help you with that. And I'm trying to find out who's going to be the guest next week. It is going to be, Chance with
Classic Pest Control.
There you go. We're going to see you next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.